definitely never heard this before. You might have been able to infer it from some of the stuff I said, but nobody's talking about it. So, if you're in the U.S., or countries similar to the U.S., using their laws or codes, similar codes, you know. You can look at other countries and you just say, those people are crazy. You can look at China and North Korea and Russia and all these people, all these other countries, especially North Korea. You can say, those people are crazy. Japan, all these nations, you can actually look at them from the outside in and think, what kind of society is that? Well, if you live in their country, they'll think you crazy. If you were born in their country, they'll think the USA's crazy. What is the common denominator on each country? They all have a codex, a law. The word codex means book. The word codex means code and means book. And it actually means a tale. Coda. To follow after, a piece cut off. And so the codex, we found out that the Old Testament letter of the law is for the flesh mind. That's why you're under a blue sky. You're under a blue sky because you're in the flesh. And all this stuff about trying to decode reality in the energy of the flesh, you're wasting your time. Unless God reveals it to you, you're not going to see it because you're stuck in a flesh mind. Anybody under the sun with that mindset is stuck in the flesh mind. I'm taking you outside of time. I'm taking you outside of the earth plane. I'm taking you to another level. If you can listen, your mind will be blown and you'll be headed towards freedom. So every nation has code. What is a code? It's codex. What is codex? It's a book. The letter of the law killeth, but the spirit gives life. Every corporation has these rules, bylaws. Every business, every church, they have bylaws. That in itself tells you it's not a church because you're not under law. Every church has bylaws, but what's the purpose of the laws and the bylaws in every nation? It's to regulate the flesh. It's to regulate the 3D creature walking around in this book. And you know it's a book because it's called Scripture, the script. Scripture, your script. And so the script or the book has to have laws for man interacting with man, the flesh interacting with the flesh, because the flesh is under law. Anything under the blue letter sky is under law. Why do you think all the movies with the sorcerers like, what's his name? Doctor Strange. They always had a library of books. Why does the Catholic Church have a library of books? Why do you read a book? Why are you judged by a book? You're judged, everything's written. It is written. The devil tempted Jesus, and Jesus said, it is written, it is written, it is written. What's the purpose of the book? As you turn the page of a book, you're reading it, right? You read. Read. Again, A-D. Toward what? What are you moving towards? As you read a book, what are you moving towards? As you follow the law, you build your business, what are you moving towards? As you go through the training in a school, what are you moving towards? You're moving towards freedom. You're moving towards living above the law. And there's people that move towards teaching the law. The law is a schoolmaster to bring you to Christ. If the truth will set you free, you shall be free indeed. Jesus is the word. So every nation has a bunch of code and codex, which are laws. Why do you think there's a plumbing code? Why do you think there's an electrical code? Why do you think there's a building code? Everything has a code, codex, to keep you in check. What's the word check mean? If you unfold the word check, you go back to the cross. The building code, the electrical code, the plumbing code, all these different codes. The boilers have a code. The elevators have a code. Everything has a code. Why? To keep you in check. And what does check mean? It means the cross. What's the crux of the matter? The cross. Crux means cross. How can you say what's the crux of the matter when it's the same word? What's the cross of the... What's the crux of the cross? The cross. The crux of the crux. It goes back to the seed within the seed. So no matter which nation you're in, there's going to be laws and rules and regulations to regulate you. Regulate what? The flesh. Rules. Laws. Regulations to regulate the flesh. I only have 10 minutes. Let's see if I can get all this out. I don't think I can. I'd talk about it again. If you look at computer programming, you got Python, PHP, C++, C Sharp, or C, just C in general. You get all these different programming languages for the human to use. But there's deeper code. There's zeros and ones. So even though you got a bunch of programming languages, there's the root programming language is zero and one. So what's the root programming language for this earth? Zero and one. Adam and Eve. Adam is the one, Eve is the zero. It's shaped like their bodies. That's why their body is shaped. All your shapes are code. All your symbols are code. You know it's true because the Eastern languages like China and Japan and Korea, they all use symbology for a word. So all these symbols, these bridges, these trees, these shapes, these squares, these signs, these regulatory signs, the colors, all the different colors, they all have a deeper meaning. The green and the blue goes back to regulating the flesh and speed limits and stuff like that. Then you got the black and white, which is the cross. Everything's coded. Everything in front of you is a word. Everything is a code. And what is, again, the code for? To regulate the flesh. The codex is to regulate the flesh, to keep you in line. Why are there dashes on the highway? Spaced apart. To keep you in line. To direct you. So all the people who try to rebel against God, they're using code. A lot of the code, the programmers are using code because it points back to the book. What's the book? The script. The scripture, the Bible. It's already, and the Bible's actually encoded in creation. It's encoded in your body. The Bible's encoded in everything, but you just can't see it because you have to step outside of it to see it. Because when you're in the middle of it, you're too close to the chalkboard to see it. I've got a bunch of cars going down the highway, and then in front of them is a bunch of police lights and ambulance lights way ahead. What do those lights mean? They're words. Caution, warning. There's red lights. There's blue lights. There's yellow lights. There's a bunch of lights flashing. Slow down. Caution. Wreck ahead. Police. Problem ahead. Slow down. Be aware, something happened. Looks like somebody hit a sign. Three car pileup, looks like. Somebody ran into a sign or something. Anyway, why do you have insurance? The guy's handing his insurance stuff to the policeman. What's the code for? To regulate you. Regal, regulates you to what? To move to the spirit walk, to move into love, move into grace and truth, move out of the letter into the spirit. Because when you're born in this place, you're nothing but flesh, and you have to. You're like an AI robot. You're running on a program, and you don't even know it. It's my point for showing you all the different cultures. Your culture's a lie. It's a program. Your culture's a program. It's to regulate the flesh. Even Israel's culture. I know God gave them the law, but it was a law. It was a program for them to follow, which was right. The law is good. The law that God gave was good. But it was, you know, the Ten Commandments and the other laws, it was to regulate the flesh, because there's always going to be a problem. Look what happened before the law showed up. You had Adam and Eve. I mean, you had Cain and Abel, and Cain killed Abel. Before sin, there was no law. You just go out here and grab you some fruit and eat it. The men wanted to build their house. Why do we build houses and spaces and boundaries and all? Because you want peace, but also you might have a belief system that you want to protect. And so the law, the letter of the law, is to set a boundary, set a protection to make you safe. And actually, the word safe, if you look at the phonics, safe, F-E is faith. Say, the Bible talks salvation's in your mouth, even in your breath. All you have to do is believe it and say it. Say it with your mouth. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Believe in your heart that God raised him from death. Saving faith, safe. If you say F-E, which is faith, if you say it with your mouth, Lord, I have faith. I believe you died for me. I believe in Jesus. I receive Christ into my heart by faith. Saving faith. You're saved by faith alone, in Jesus alone. Salvation. So the codex in any nation or country or laws or traditions are just to regulate the flesh, to move you towards the spirit walk. And then once you enter into the spirit walk, you're above the law, and the law don't bother you anymore. Somebody says, well, do this. You say, okay. Because you know the purpose of the law is for people doing wrong. The purpose of the law is to regulate people doing wrong, or regulate the ignorant, regulate the flesh. All your societies are just fake. All your music, all your culture is just a cult. It's all the cultures are just to regulate the flesh till you move to the spirit mind. It's all fake, people. It's all a book. You're in a three-dimensional book until you get to spirit mind. You see past the book.